crying sometimes. Well,
from Lucille Bogan, and a song called They Ain't Walkin' No More. That's from a nice release called Down in Black Bottom Barrel House Mamas. That's early pre-war blues from Lucille Bogan, one of the early women of the blues. Plus we heard Blind Willie Johnson from a complete collection put out through Columbia Legacy of his work. That was Lord I Can't Keep From Crying, recorded in 1928. All right, we're going to leave you now with just a little bit more music. We're going to hear next from T-Model Ford. This is called High Heel Sneakers on WRCT Pittsburgh.
relaxing and easy is heard on Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania, Shaky Radio from Halkirk, UK, Vulcan Sound Radio from Bournemouth, UK, and 88.3 FM WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Like a butterfly, come along and sing.
Steve and Edie with the Mike Curb congregation in the background singing Hallelujah. They hallelujahed all over the land. I hope they cleaned it up after the... Frank Jaxfield started this hour off with This Guy's in Love with You. I'm Eric O'Brien. Welcome to the second hour of the 10th edition of the 7th season of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. That's getting hard to say, but I like to say it because it shows you how committed I am to doing this, or maybe I need to be committed or something. But if you're looking for some history to commemorate here, July 29th, 1928... was the day that Walt Disney's Steamboat Willie, yes, Mickey Mouse, starring in that movie, premiered on movie screens. Yeah, July 29th, 1981, Charles, Prince of Wales, and Lady Diana Spencer were married. Don't have anything for July 30th. Don't know why. I must have skipped over that one. July 31st, 1969, Mariner 6 flew past Mars. On August 1st, 1941, the first Jeep rolled off the assembly line. In 1990, on August 1st, the World Wide Web was conceived. We didn't know about it for at least 5 years after that, right? August 2nd, 2018, Apple became the first publicly listed American company to reach a value of $1 trillion. August 3rd, 1492, Christopher Columbus set sail on his first voyage to the, quote, Indies, with three ships called the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria. August 3rd, 1900, Firestone Tire and Rubber Company was founded by Harvey Firestone. August 4th, 1693, champagne was invented by Dom Perignon. You heard it here. August 4th, 1862, well, the U.S. taxman collected income tax for the first time. And he has been a well-loved man ever since. Huh. Here's Hugo Montenegro. Girl, you'll be a woman soon here on SRE. Thank you.
You're enjoying the friendly talk as much as the soothing music. This is Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Thank you.
You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Percy Faith there with a harpsichord at the beginning and the end of A Lover's Concerto. Makes it sound more Bach-like, doesn't it? And Lex de Azevedo, Tonight's the Night. Tony Mottola, You Send Me. Mason Williams with Classical Gas. And Hugo Montenegro, that's quite a mouthful. Girl, You'll Be a Woman Soon. I'm Eric O'Brien in Dateline, Cincinnati. A woman is free on bond as she faces accusations that she attacked another woman with a toilet seat. Investigators report that Disha Vaughn, where did I get Washington, kicked in the victim's door while she was in the shower and began punching her in the face. Hamilton County Prosecutor Joe Dieters says Vaughn then grabbed the toilet seat and struck the victim in the head with it, causing injury. She is due back in court soon. I don't know. Assault by toilet seat is rather interesting. Meanwhile, a Texas man has been collecting Sonic the Hedgehog memorabilia for 30 years and has earned a Guinness World Record. Barry Evans of Dayton said he bought a copy of Sonic the Hedgehog 2 for Sega Genesis in 1992, which they act like it was so long ago. It was his first ever video game purchase, and he's been hooked on the character ever since. Sonic has been his passion for over 30 years, he says. The game that was the first item in his collection, the second was a Sonic-themed bubblegum container in 1993. Later, he saw a poster and more toys and just started decorating his room with Sonic the Hedgehog. Some of his most treasured items in his collection are giant statues of Sonic and his sidekick Tails, that were decorations at a Toys R Us store for many years. The most recent thing he acquired is Sonic and Tails plush walkie-talkies from Japan, which cost him $1,700. How many items dedicated to the Sega character does he have? 3,050.
the collector said earning the Guinness World Record for his collection is validating. That's wonderful. I'm so proud of him. I'm sure his parents are too. Meanwhile, a pair of Italian men broke an unusual Guinness, like they all aren't unusual, an unusual Guinness World Record by changing a tire on a vehicle while it was in motion. Yeah. Guinness World Records announced driver Manuel Zoldan and tire changer Gianluca Folco, that sounds like Acapulco, doesn't it, captured the record for the fastest time to change a wheel on a car while being driven. When they achieved the feat in 1 minute and 17 seconds on the set of Italy's Lo Show de Record. Oh. The video of the attempt shows Zoldan driving the car, a BMW 3 Series, onto a ramp that flipped the vehicle onto two wheels, allowing Folco to hang out of the car and quickly change the tire while it continued to move. They beat their previous record, or the previous record, of a minute and 30 seconds. Who does this? I mean, seriously, come on. Here's Ronnie Aldridge at the piano, and Woodstock, on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Where else do you get them? Thank you.
Tube City Online Radio, Shaky Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh.
you could read my mind, love, what a tale my thoughts could tell. Just like an old-time movie about a ghost from a wishing well. In a castle dark or a fortress strong, with chains upon my feet, stories always end. If you read between the lines, you'll know that I'm just trying to understand the feelings that you lack. I never thought I could feel this way, and I've got to say that I just don't get it. I don't know where we went wrong, but the feeling's gone, and I just can't get it back.
Pretty little song there by Gordon Lightfoot called If You Could Read My Mind. It's a pretty little song and did pretty well on the charts, number one on the easy listening chart. And it had to do with Gordon Lightfoot's divorce. So it's not as uplifting as it seems, as you could tell by the words. But he also sued Michael Masser, the composer of the Whitney Houston hit The Greatest Love of All, in 1987 for, alleging plagiarism of 24 bars of the song. The transitional section of Whitney's song was I Decided Long Ago Never to Walk in Anyone's Shadow, using the same sequence of notes, maybe not even the same rhythm, but Gordon Lightfoot eventually dropped it, realizing that he was having a negative effect on Whitney Houston. It was more about the writer of the song and not her. Before that, Joe Harnell and Fly Me to the Moon, and Ronnie Aldridge did Woodstock. Here's Frank Chatsfield, I Will, on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
music is smooth, relaxing, and easy, and the conversation is comforting. This is the place to relax.
You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Lex de Azevedo there, and The Girl Is Mine. I don't know how he can prove that, but anyhow, it's his. She's his. I Say a Little Prayer by Anita Kerr and the Singers before that. Jingle Singers originally. Alan Tew in the orchestra, This Way Mary, Mason Williams with Sunflower, and John Gregory with The New Kid in Town, and Frank Chaxfield started that set off with I Will. And I will play this because we have a little time to waste before we get into the next tune.
Kino tata, kino tata, kino tata, ha ha.
Yep.
Kino tata, kino tata, kino tata, ha ha.
Hey, look, right on here.
It's perfect every time. It's the spot every single time. Here's Ronnie Aldrich at the piano. How deep is your love? It's smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Thank you.
We've come to the end of another program of smooth, relaxing, and easy. Portions of this program have been edited for taste, fairness, and to cover up a multitude of sins. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy is heard weekly on Tube City Online Radio, Shaky Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh. I'm Eric O'Brien. See you in church or some other low joint and right back here on SRE. This is program number Y7-10. Thank you.
Hello, and welcome to Breakfast for Dinner. This is DJ Chris Wired. I want to thank you for joining me. You just heard Baroque Plastic by Stereolab. I think they have a tour coming up this year, which should be pretty fun. And we got other fun stuff here for you, but first, let's take care of a little business.
What if the second deadliest cancer in men and women could be prevented? Would you try to avoid the pain? And what if you could protect yourself without leaving your home? Colorectal cancer is highly preventable. Screening is important, safe, and most people have options. Ask your doctor which screening test is right for you. Learn more from the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at getscreened.org.
Couple other shows I want to tell you about here on WRCT. Away with Words is an upbeat and lively hour-long public radio show and podcast about language, examined through history, culture, and family. Each week, author, journalist Martha Barnett and lexicographer and linguist Grant Barrett talk with callers about slang, old sayings, new words, grammar, word origins, regional dialects, family expressions, and speaking and writing well. They settle disputes, play word quizzes, and discuss language news and controversies. That's Wednesdays from 9 to 10 a.m. And feeling uninspired in the kitchen? Have a crush you need to impress? Sounds like you